Hi, Sue. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, my husband had renal carcinoma on his left kidney, and he's 77, and they removed his left kidney. Now, he likes to take supplements, and he is taking Rentone, Romania, and Renitrophin.
Good for him.
Well, I've had him on that ever since I found out that he had an elevated creatinine level.
Good for you, then.
Well, thank you. And so, like
and
I said,
forget,
he had to have
forget.
His left kidney removed.
Yes, ma'am.
And now I found out that he likes to take iodine pills.
Mm-hmm.
Should he or should he not?
To a certain point, they are relatively safe. We get past that, and we might have a problem. Now, just for example, if we're trying to get rid of a urinary tract infection and D-mannose doesn't work, it does work 85-90% of the time, but if it doesn't, then we can follow Mayo Clinic's advice from the 1920s and put about 15 drops of potassium iodide into water. And one could also take a pill of the stuff if one wants to. We have to do that every 3 or 4 hours, and within 2 or 3 days, the kidney infection's gone. Now, in this particular case, I wouldn't recommend it. That's a heck of a lot of iodine, really. And so, yes, it's safe to use if the quantity is kept lower. And how much lower? Well, I don't know how many milligrams are in the pill, but generally speaking, one never wants to go above about 12 milligrams total in 1 day. Otherwise, one might suppress the thyroid. And if I only had one kidney left, I'd probably be more cautious than that and stay around 5 or 6 milligrams. That's not likely to suppress anything nor hurt. But all that higher amount that we'd use for an infection, my goodness, the reason it works is it all accumulates in the bladder. And guess how it got there? Is by going through the kidneys. And that's an awful lot to supply to our kidneys all at once.
Okay, another quick question. We are on a well, and our well has a lot of iron in it. So we run our water through a zero water pitcher.
Good for you.
And that's what we drink. And then, what was the other question? Oh, and we don't salt our food. So you said it's okay for him to take no more than 12 milligrams of iodine?
Yeah, that would be a max. And again, I'd be cautious and take it down to half that, just to be cautious.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to know. I could ask you a whole bunch more questions, but you have other people to talk to. So thank
you
very much.
Call in another time, ma'am. I'm certainly happy to talk to you again in the future.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling.